It is, what is it, Sarah? It's a 4:18 time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner podcast, or Wiki Corner and Wiki Corner podcast?
Well, today is Flag Day.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know today
was
Flag Day, yeah.
So Flag Day commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States on June 14th, 1777, by resolution of the Second Continental Congress.
Oh, that's who did it.
That's
the Second Continental Congress.
Yes, not the first. Not the third, the second.
Second one.
When the American Revolution broke out in 1775, the colonists weren't fighting under a single flag. Instead, most regiments participating in the War for Independence against the British fought under their own flags. So in June of 1775, the Second Continental Congress met in Philadelphia to create the Continental Army, a unified colonial fighting force, and this led to the creation of what was essentially the first American flag, which was the Continental Colors, is what that was called.
The Continental Colors.
But for some, this flag, which was comprised of 13 red and white alternating stripes and a Union Jack in the corner, was a little too close to the British flag.
I'll say.
During the Revolutionary War.
Get rid of that.
Too close, right.
Come on.
So on June 14, 1777, the Second Continental Congress took a break from writing the Articles of Confederation and passed a resolution stating that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes alternating red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation.
Very nice.
Yes. Now, we've all heard the story of how Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag.
She sure did.
However, she actually might not be tied to the flag as we think.
Sarah.
There's actually no historical evidence that she contributed to the creation of the American flag.
Sarah, what are you doing?
It was not until her grandson held a press conference about 30 years after her death to recount the story that the American public learned of her possible role.
So you think you are saying her grandson made up this story?
Yeah. 30 years
to make
after
his grandmother seem like she in
yeah, I think so.
Sewed the
I think
first
that's,
flag.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
But it has since been confirmed that a guy named Francis Hopkinson, who was a delegate from New Jersey who signed the Declaration of Independence, designed the American flag.
My
He's the one that
me.
Designed it.
Look
yeah.
at him. And his grandkids were just, all right, well, maybe it was this
press,
Betsy woman. I don't know.
Press conference.
No.
They could have had a competing press conference at the same time.
And even today, people don't know this story unless they're listening
right
now.
That's right.
Very sad.
Now, several people and organizations played instrumental roles in the establishment of a National Flag Day celebration. Bernard Sigrund is considered the father of Flag Day.
Oh.
He was working as a grade school teacher in Wisconsin in 1885, and he held the first recognized formal observance of Flag Day.
Huh.
From the late 1880s on, Sigrund spoke around the country promoting patriotism, respect for the flag, and the need for the annual observance of a Flag Day on June 14th.
Mm.
He became president of the American Flag Day Association and later the National Flag Day Society. Pretty big deal.
He was big about the flag.
Yeah, which allowed him to promote his cause with organizational backing. And he once noted that he had given 2,188 speeches on patriotism and the flag.
You don't see a lot of that
these
days.
That's a lot of speeches.
That's a lot of speeches.
That's a lot of speeches.
Good for him.
Then in 1907, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks officially designated June 14th as Flag Day, and the Fraternal Order and Social Club has celebrated it every year since. In 1911, they even made it mandatory for all lodges to observe it. That's how serious they are
all the
about
lodges.
Flag Day.
No lodges can skip this.
That's
We're
right.
all in.
The Elks even pushed the sitting president to give Flag Day some official status, which finally happened in 1916, nearly 150 years after the flag was adopted as our official banner.
Finally.
Took a long time, but
finally.
We finally got there.
Worth the wait, though.
In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a presidential proclamation that designated June 14th as Flag Day. And on August 3rd, 1949, National Flag Day was officially established by an act of Congress.
There it is. 1949, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The actual American flag that inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner still exists. That flag that flew at Fort McHenry during the War of 1812 is one of the few remaining specimens of a 15-star, 15-bar flag, and what's left of it is on permanent display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
Great.
And the current design of the U.S. flag is its 27th. Down to 27 designs.
Well, you keep having to add stars. There was a period of time where we just kept having to add stars every little bit. Now we've stopped that
Right. So our current 50-star flag is the first American flag to have lasted 50 years.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
In contrast, over a 50-year period starting in the early 1800s, the flag went through 17 different versions.
Wow. Yeah. And until we start taking over Canada, it's probably going to stay just the 50.
I think so, yeah.
We got room for
more.
We
could squeeze another star on there. Sure.
You hear us, Canada? You hear us right now? All right. You picked out a record to go along with the flag day, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Ragged Old Flag by Johnny Cash.
Great story, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's the Ragged Old Flag, Johnny Cash on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because today's Flag Day.
Yes.
And we were talking about that on the Wiki Corner.
We sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Flag Day didn't become an official holiday until nearly 150 years after the flag was adopted.
A small town Wisconsin school teacher originated the idea for the National Flag Day.
And there is no historical evidence that Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag.
It was all her grandson's doing, poisoning the well, changing history.
Yeah.
My goodness me.
Spreading fake news, even back in 1870.
But look, we still believe that today. One guy just...
You learned about it in school and everything.
I know, it's amazing.
But now the internet, you can fact check it.
Yeah, but can you? If I Google that, what shows up? If I Google who designed the American flag, is it going to say Betsy Ross, or is it going to say?
I don't know, because now the Google has the AI stuff that comes up now. Who knows what it will come up with? Who knows what it'll say?
It might say you did it after this.
Who knows?
Once it gets this in its system, folks want to learn more about Flag Day. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, right, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. Plus, they can check out the video podcast.
Absolutely, it's up on our Facebook page, and then it's also on our YouTube channel. If you search Sarah's Wiki Corner,
yeah, check it out up there. Check it out both places. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And America sheds a tear. You are on vacation early next week.
Yes, I'll be back Thursday.
Thursday. 3 days without a Wiki Corner. You got to go definitely check out the podcast then and learn stuff you might have missed. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Have a good weekend. Have a safe trip. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes, and happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather coming next on Legends 102.7.